You'll hear an interview with a teenager called Laura Moffitt, who recently won a trampolining competition. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
With me is Laura Moffitt, who's recently won a big trampolining competition. Laura, welcome. Can you remember your first ever trampolining experience?
Yes, and it wasn't successful. I was on a student exchange trip, and my host family had a trampoline in the garden. I'd never set foot on one before, but I guessed I'd be expected to during my stay. Anyway, their daughter had a trampolining party with friends, so I decided I'd join in. And actually, I didn't feel that nervous as I climbed on it, even though the ground was some way below me. Normally, that would have worried me. But the other girls were pretty experienced at trampolining and laughed as I struggled to even stand up. They weren't being nasty, though, and I guess I did look quite funny. But I was a bit embarrassed, and it put me off trying again for a while.
But luckily, you did try again sometime later.
That's right, at a trampolining centre. And it was a whole different experience from the first time. I was with a group of friends and we got quite competitive. I'd done some gymnastics by then too, so I managed the jumps on the trampoline as if I'd done it for years because I had more flexibility. And it was such a thrill to jump so high in the air. I was definitely hooked by the time we finished the session.
And you soon started taking part in serious competitions. What sort of challenge do they present?
Well, they're always exciting, but they can be tough. In a typical competition, there are lots of elements that the judges are looking at, like how high you jump, your shape while you're jumping, and how difficult your routine is, all of which you're keeping in your head. And I can cope with all that. But the whole time, you're really pushing yourself hard. And the sheer effort of launching yourself into the air over and over again can really take it out of you. I'm usually pretty out of breath after I finish.
But it must be thrilling to do the very high jumps.
You're right. And in fact, when you're at the highest point of a jump, there's a brief moment of weightlessness. Everything slows down, and it really feels as if you're flying. Quite weird, but wonderful. But before I know it, the air's rushing up towards me, and I'm heading back down to land on the trampoline again. It's all over very fast, of course.
And what do your friends think of the moves you do on the trampoline?
Well, I show them videos of me and they'll go, "Wow, what was that weird jump you did?" They know I couldn't have done that at the beginning. And now trampolining's become an Olympic sport. They no longer think it's just about people messing around on their garden trampolines. They realise there's a real sport behind it. I really hope some people I know will join me. Although so far, I don't think anyone's expressed an interest.
But you can also get injured when you're trampolining, can't you?
Well, there are risks, of course, like any sport. But unlike in rugby or football, you're not crashing into other players, so you're less likely to break a bone or pull a muscle, unless you keep falling off the trampoline. And the people who tend to do that generally haven't taken safety very seriously and have pushed things to the limits. It's the same in any sport. But if you go to a trampolining centre that's properly supervised by staff, you'll be fine.
So, any advice to people taking up trampolining?
Well, it's important to remember that if you've never tried jumping on a trampoline before, then try not to be too ambitious. Remember, it takes ages to become skilled. So just concentrate on having fun. But if you want to take it further and enter competitions, then of course you'll have to put in the effort.
Laura, thanks.
Now you'll hear part four again.
With me is Laura Moffat, who's recently won a big trampolining competition. Laura, welcome. Can you remember your first ever trampolining experience?
Yes, and it wasn't successful. I was on a student exchange trip, and my host family had a trampoline in the garden. I'd never set foot on one before, but I guessed I'd be expected to during my stay. Anyway, their daughter had a trampolining party with friends, so I decided I'd join in. And actually, I didn't feel that nervous as I climbed on it, even though the ground was some way below me. Normally, that would have worried me. But the other girls were pretty experienced at trampolining and laughed as I struggled to even stand up. They weren't being nasty, though, and I guess I did look quite funny. But I was a bit embarrassed, and it put me off trying again for a while.
But luckily, you did try again sometime later.
That's right, at a trampolining centre. And it was a whole different experience from the first time. I was with a group of friends and we got quite competitive. I'd done some gymnastics by then too, so I managed the jumps on the trampoline as if I'd done it for years because I had more flexibility. And it was such a thrill to jump so high in the air. I was definitely hooked by the time we finished the session.
And you soon started taking part in serious competitions. What sort of challenge do they present?
Well, they're always exciting, but they can be tough. In a typical competition, there are lots of elements that the judges are looking at, like how high you jump, your shape while you're jumping, and how difficult your routine is, all of which you're keeping in your head. And I can cope with all that. But the whole time, you're really pushing yourself hard. And the sheer effort of launching yourself into the air over and over again can really take it out of you. I'm usually pretty out of breath after I finish.
But it must be thrilling to do the very high jumps.
You're right. And in fact, when you're at the highest point of a jump, there's a brief moment of weightlessness. Everything slows down, and it really feels as if you're flying. Quite weird, but wonderful. But before I know it, the air's rushing up towards me, and I'm heading back down to land on the trampoline again. It's all over very fast, of course.
And what do your friends think of the moves you do on the trampoline?
Well, I show them videos of me and they'll go, "Wow, what was that weird jump you did?" They know I couldn't have done that at the beginning. And now trampolining's become an Olympic sport. They no longer think it's just about people messing around on their garden trampolines. They realise there's a real sport behind it. I really hope some people I know will join me. Although so far, I don't think anyone's expressed an interest.
But you can also get injured when you're trampolining, can't you?
Well, there are risks, of course, like any sport. But unlike in rugby or football, you're not crashing into other players, so you're less likely to break a bone or pull a muscle, unless you keep falling off the trampoline. And the people who tend to do that generally haven't taken safety very seriously and have pushed things to the limits. It's the same in any sport. But if you go to a trampolining centre that's properly supervised by staff, you'll be fine.
So, any advice to people taking up trampolining?
Well, it's important to remember that if you've never tried jumping on a trampoline before, then try not to be too ambitious. Remember, it takes ages to become skilled. So just concentrate on having fun. But if you want to take it further and enter competitions, then of course you'll have to put in the effort.
Laura, thanks.
That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.